We travel to Central America today to hear how the FFA played into a couple's choice to leave the United States to help young agriculturalists in Honduras.
Our ambition with the Moses Project, which is the name of our farm, is to produce entrepreneurs in agriculture because that's their environment. I would call it a subsistence agricultural economy. And underemployment is 50%, unemployment is 27%. So we have 75% of the population or more that cannot make a livable wage, and they're in agriculture mainly as day laborers. But with an education, with seeing agriculture done on a scale, a commercial scale, we believe many of our young men will be entrepreneurs through agriculture. So that's our goal. It's a huge industry, and the majority of coffee in Honduras is produced by small producers, and it's a wide range of quality. Most of the smaller producers sell wholesale and don't really make much money. It's a hand-to-mouth existence. We actually have planted 60 acres of coffee ourselves. It takes 3 years for coffee plants to mature and begin producing, and this fall will be our first full harvest. We got started with the FFA through one of our supporters out of Alabama. He grew up participating in FFA, and then his wife is also a sponsor for a chapter there just north of Huntsville. And he, being a farmer himself, was really excited about what we're doing because he's all about creating leadership opportunities and training for young people through agriculture. And he suggested we talk with the Alabama FFA about a fundraiser using our coffee. The state organization will get $1 for every pound sold, and the local chapter gets $6. So it's a pretty good little fundraising opportunity.
Personally, to me, my life has meaning when I serve others. And I think that's true for anybody. It's something we focus on with children and young adults in Honduras, teaching them to serve, teaching them to put themselves in a lower position and not be so focused on me and what I need and what I want, but focused on others. And we believe in the community where we serve. If we can teach that value, it will make a difference, a big difference in that culture. So that's what we're focused on in pretty much all of the areas that we work in.
And you can learn more about Mission Upreach and Subida Coffee at subidacoffee.com. That's SUBIDA coffee.com.